Hello, this is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
I just got a notice that says you're going to take $299 from my account. What's that for?
As I can check in my database, ma'am, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone. It's a mobile phone which cost around $300. Okay. So that is the reason you are getting the call, ma'am.
No, I haven't bought a $300 mobile phone.
So there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order.
From whom? From where?
From your eBay account, ma'am. eBay.
No, that's incorrect. I haven't ordered any mobile phone on my eBay account.
Okay. Let me check, ma'am. Okay, so there can be a possibility. Might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details? Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was a transaction. All right. And I just got one more update, ma'am. I found two unknown locations from where the account has been accessed. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No, I've never been to Nigeria or whatever.
Okay. So, and what was the last time you had did online shopping, ma'am?
Online shopping? I was looking for things yesterday, but that's it. I never bought anything.
I understand. Okay. So in this case, what I'm going to do is, ma'am, as online hackers has been found, so I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all. All right. So according to the senior technical team, we are going to block all the hackers which has been found on your network. And also we are going to block the orders which has not authorized by you. All right.
Okay.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
So you're welcome, ma'am. So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
It's a Samsung.
It's a Samsung. Okay. And have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past?
Yeah, when I'm in Westfield or something like that, but that's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. And like recently, have you ever connected your mobile phone in airport Wi-Fi? Airport Wi-Fi?
Airport Wi-Fi?
Yes, recently.
Maybe 2 months ago.
Okay. That is the reason we are getting this strong update, ma'am. Okay. Because when you are using any kind of like large Wi-Fi or like airport, Walmart.
No, that's Berlin. That's incorrect.
Okay.
I was using my Optus line, not the airport line.
Optus line. Okay. But you have been through the airport, right?
I traveled December and the start of January.
Okay,
so,
yes, I understand. Okay, not an issue. What I'm going to do is I'm going to check from each and everything, okay? And the two hackers which has been found from your network, okay, we are going to remove them as well also. And we got just one notification, ma'am. This is the important notification.
that the mastermind of the hacker, okay, we got their location. It's coming from Russia. Okay, and we also got the photo of that hacker, ma'am, right now.
Okay.
So, your friends or family, anyone you who have been to Russia in the past?
No. No one's ever been to Russia.
No, okay.
There's someone in Russia who would go there.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. All right. Okay, so don't worry, ma'am, because I had already passed this request to the senior anti-hacking team. Okay, now listen to me carefully. I'm going to guide you some technical steps, but these are the simple steps. Okay, now, first of all, do one thing. Be hold with a pen and a paper. I'm going to provide you the license ID number.
Of what? Whose license ID are you giving me?
Your updated license ID number, ma'am. Your updated internet license ID number. Okay. And keep that in mind. Don't share this license ID number to any of the third person. This has been updated for you. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. What's the license ID number?
It will be 888.
Yeah.
Then D for David.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
A for Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1.
Yeah.
00.
00.
4.
Yeah.
6.
That's very long. Triple 8DCA651-0046.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, don't share this number to any of the third person. Keep that in mind, ma'am.
What do I need this license for? I've never used it.
No. You not need to use this. This is just for information. Okay. Like any teacher. Yeah, the customer doesn't need this, but we have provided to you for the security reasons, okay, because hackers has been found, right? So you have to prepare with each and everything, right, ma'am?
Okay.
So this is the reason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you to the eBay secure server, okay? So we can remove all the hackers which has been found over the network. All right.
Okay.
Now do one thing. You got a Samsung mobile phone, right, dear?
Yeah.
Okay. Put me on speaker. Put me on loudspeaker first.
You are on loudspeaker.
That's lovely. Okay. Now, do one thing. Go back. Go to the back page from your mobile phone where you can see all your applications.
All my applications?
Like your wallpaper, your mobile wallpaper.
Okay.
Go to the...
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, now on your mobile wallpaper, there are many applications like camera, gallery, photos, right? There are many applications. Okay, now there will be an application that is called Play Store. Open it up. Just have a look. Play Store.
Play Store.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, what about Play Store?
That's lovely. Open it up.
Yeah.
Okay, once you open up the Play Store, at very top, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
A magnifying glass.
Top of the Play Store. Can you see it's written search for apps and games? At very top, ma'am.
At the very top, it just, oh yeah, sorry, the search button, yes, what about it?
Okay, click on it, you will get a keyboard to type something. Click on it.
Yes.
Now I will spell it out for you one by one for your convenience. Now the first letter will be A. A for alpha, letter A.
Yeah.
Then N for Nancy, N.
Yeah.
Then Y for Yankee, Y.
Yeah.
Then D for David, D.
Yeah.
Then E for Echo, E.
Yeah.
Then yeah. S for Sugar, S.
Are you after any desk up?
Yes, ma'am. Any desk. You have to search any desk over there.
Okay, I've got it. Any desk.
Yeah, can you see any desk, remote, desktop?
I've got any desk and then that desktop. Is that the one you want?
It's desktop. It has a red color icon. It has a white shaped diamond in it, right?
Okay, hold on. Yes, correct.
Okay, is click on install. Select that application, click on install.
Okay. And then just continue, complete account setup, continue.
Hold on. Down below, can you see skip? Skip.
Escape?
Yes.
It says install. So you want it to
click on, yeah, no? install. Click on install.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Install. And then continue.
Yes.
Okay, now add credit or debit card, add PayPal within.
No, no need to provide any personal information over there, okay? Down below, can you see skip? S-K-I-P, skip. Click on skip.
Yep.
Now what you can see?
Well, it's thinking the, okay, it's 100%. It says any install or cancel. You can control video autoplay in settings.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Where it's written install, can you see open over there? Open.
Yes, it just came up. Press open.
Yeah, press open over there.
Privacy statement, okay.
Click on OK, yes, lovely. Now what you can see?
It says Samsung Knox privacy policy.
Below what option you can see?
I have read and agreed to the terms and conditions.
Click on agree, positive option.
And then confirm.
Confirm, lovely. Now what you can see here?
It says privacy statement. We have any desk here, and then I can, and then it's okay at the bottom. Press okay.
Yeah, press okay.
Plugin available.
Can you see install?
No, it says plugin available. You can press cancel or okay.
Click on okay.
Okay,
now what?
Any desk plugin, add one, install.
Click on install and leave it. Once you will see uninstall, don't click on uninstall, okay? But inform me that you can see uninstall. I will tell you what you have to do.
You know I don't use my phone for purchasing anything.
I understand, okay. Not an issue. But the thing is, whenever you are using any Wi-Fi, okay, or any kind of things, that point of time hackers get into it, okay? But don't worry, this time we will put some blocker and we are going to block all the headers or orders. Okay. So next time you will not face this type of problem, and we will check also why you are getting the problem, okay? Because you have not done anything. Lovely.
Okay, can you see? I have the uninstall.
Okay, now don't click on uninstall, simply go back to the back page. Back page.
Yep, I'm back to my home screen.
That means your wallpaper?
My wallpaper?
Like, where are you? What can you see on your mobile screen? Let me know.
My first page, which has all the icons that I use.
Okay. Okay. Over all your application, ma'am, there is a new application that is called AnyDesk. Just have a look. There will be a new application. You will get it over there as AnyDesk. Check on your mobile phone.
AnyDesk.
Yes. Like camera, gallery, photos, there will be a new application that is called
AnyDesk. Okay, where you want the camera. Okay, hold on. Come on.
If you will not get it, ma'am, there is a shortcut. I will tell you. What can you see, dear?
Well, I'm looking for your...
AnyDesk. Okay, not AnyDesk.
Yeah,
do
in my
love you.
So, what do I want to do with this now?
Open it up, AnyDesk.
Okay. It says
now
AnyDesk installed.
Sorry?
It says AnyDesk installed.
Install?
Yeah. Installed. It's already in. It's in my thingy.
Okay. Did you?
It's installed now. So it's in my phone now.
Okay. Can you click on open?
I've already opened it. I
clicked
on the icon,
uh-huh.
And it says AnyDesk installed.
Okay, do one thing, come out of it. Go back, come out of it. Come out.
Yeah.
Come back
yeah.
to the wallpaper where you can see all your icons. Wallpaper.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, now open up Play Store from your mobile phone. Play Store.
Again?
Yes, ma'am. Play Store.
Hold on. Yeah, click on Play Store again.
Did you open up the Play Store?
Yeah.
Now at very top, can you see it's written search? Search for apps and games?
Yeah.
Click on it. And type it over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Again?
Yes. No, you not need to download now. It's already been downloaded. From here, I'm going to open it. Shortcut.
Oh, okay, I've got AnyDesk now.
Can you see open?
Yes.
Click
press
on
open.
Yes, dear. This is a short method, okay?
Yeah.
To find it. Okay, now what you can see?
Press cancel or okay. Plug in application.
Click on okay.
Yeah.
Now what you can see, dear?
Two functions in use and then screen reader, visibility enhancement, hearing enhancement. Install services.
Can you see something as AnyDesk over there? AnyDesk, AD1.
AnyDesk, AD?
Yes, can you see it? AnyDesk over there? Any option?
Stop duration, ignore screen, there's no?
Okay, do one thing, go back. Go to the back page.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
You want me to open AnyDesk?
No, what you can see now, tell me first. I will guide you.
I got the icon for AnyDesk and then open on the right-hand side.
Okay, click on open. Open.
Okay, plugin activation. To be and press okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now I'm back to the same thing, two functions in use.
Okay, read me out. I will tell you what you have to do. Read me out.
Screen reader, visibility enhancement, hearing enhancement, interaction and dexterity, advanced setting, installed services, 3.
Okay, click on installed services.
Installed services. Okay, it says AVG, antivirus, malware, and installer, any desk control service.
Yeah. Can you see any desk control? Yeah, click on it.
Okay, so it's now off.
Turn it on. Turn it on, any desk.
Okay.
It's on. Okay.
Yeah.
Now go back, go to the back page. Come back to the back page. Now what you can see here?
But there's wrong one.
Not an issue.
Oh, but it says AVG antivirus, malware or installer, AVG control service. One more back?
Yeah, one more back.
Okay, I'm back to where it says installed services.
Come back once again.
Go back to installed services again. Okay, yeah. Now I'm back to only desk control service.
Okay. Now what you can see.
AVG antivirus, malware installer, any desk control service.
Go back, go back. Come out of it.
Okay. It says. So now I'm back to any desk open.
Open. Click on open. Yes. You are on the right way. Yes, ma'am. Open.
And then plug-in activation. Okay?
No. Can you see okay and cancel? Click on cancel.
Click on cancel. Now it says tutorial.
Click anywhere on the screen. It will get skipped. Anywhere on the screen.
Okay. It says your address, set password, remote
okay. Address. Hold on. Can you see some numbers over there? Tell me the numbers slowly, one by one.
7, 7, 8, 5, 5, 1.
Lovely.
6, 3, 9.
That's lovely. Okay. Now, just below this number, can you see set password?
Yes.
Click on set password.
Okay. Does now it says always show incoming session, only show incoming session, never show permissions.
Below.
Allow. Below?
Yeah.
Okay. Protect setting device or biometric credentials, terminate existing incoming session when receiving a session request. Show remote desk online status. Time out.
Hold on. Okay. At very top, can you see interactive access at very top? Top of the page.
Yes.
Okay. I will guide you, dear, okay? You not need to get, you not need to speak. I will guide you. Just below interactive access, there are 3 options, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the
that's
one
that lovely.
Yes.
Okay, and just below that 3 option, it's written permission, right?
Yes, correct.
That's lovely. And just below permissions, there are 3 options. And below, and just below, there are 2 options which is not highlighted, right?
Correct.
And just below it says enable previous session profiles, right?
Yes.
And just below it says permission profiles, right?
Yes.
That's lovely. Click on permission profile once.
Okay. Yes.
Once you click on permission profile, now what you can see?
It says default screen sharing, full access unattended.
Access. Click on third one, full access.
Yep.
That's lovely. Now once you click on full access, ma'am, now at very top you can see profile full access, and just below it says profile enabled, and there is a checkbox, right?
Yes, correct.
And just below there is a one more thing written. It's written enable unattended access, and there is a checkbox which is not checked, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now click on that checkbox which is not checked, enable unattended access.
Okay, now it says password.
Set password. Now I am going to provide you a very secure password. Just type it over there, okay? Now keep that in mind. All the letters will be in the uppercase, okay? All the letters will be in the uppercase, capital.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Now the first letter will be E. E for echo. E, capital E.
Yep.
What you have written the first letter, ma'am? Tell me.
Letter E, capital E.
Capital E. That's lovely, ma'am. Now, second letter will be B. B for Barcelona. Capital B.
Okay, done.
Done. What you have written?
B for boy.
B for boy. That's lovely. Okay. It's capital, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, A. Capital A. A for alpha. A.
Okay, done. A for apple, yes.
Then Y, capital Y. Y for Yankee. Y.
One. Yellow. Yes.
Yellow, yes. Now from the numbers, okay? Now from the numbers. Number one.
Yeah.
Number five.
Five.
Then number one.
The number one again. Yep.
Then seven.
Seven. Yes.
Now just below, can you see it's written OK?
Yes. Press OK.
Click on OK. Yes.
Yes.
Now the password box disappeared, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now what you can see?
It says profile enabled tick, enable unattended access tick. Why am I allowing unattended access?
No, no, you are not allowing attended access. You are setting the password to unattended access. Okay, so the hackers will not get into it. Lovely.
Okay.
Now, top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
No, there's no arrow.
Can you see close?
Yes.
Click on close.
Yep.
And okay, now don't do anything.
Close again.
Yeah, click on close.
Okay.
Now, top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Yeah, click on it.
Yeah, click on it. Now, what you can see?
Remote address.
Okay, the number you can see over there is, just tell me the number slowly one by one.
778-551-639.
Okay, 778-551-639. Okay, now you are going to get a eBay secure server, okay? On your mobile screen.
Yep. So just what do I do?
Nothing. Now our engineers are going to block all the hackers from the network. Okay. Just hold on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Don't do anything. Okay. Because your line is under the maintenance mode. Now you will get an option as start now. Okay, you have to click on Start now. Can you see Start now? Click on Start now.
Yeah, I already clicked it.
Okay, that's lovely, ma'am. Now, can you see something as eBay Secure Server over here?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have been successfully connected to eBay Secure Server, ma'am. All right.
Yeah.
Now, do one thing down below. Can you see there is a circle button? Circle. To give, go back. Yeah, on the screen. Can you see there are three lines? There is a circle and there is a back arrow.
No, there's a circle down below.
Can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
No.
Okay.
The secure server is now viewing your disk.
Okay. Don't do anything. Now tell me what you can see.
Nothing, it disappeared.
It disappeared. Okay. Like what can you see on your mobile screen?
My, the screen, the front screen that I always use with all my icons.
Okay. All right. Just hold on. Now what you can see, ma'am, and I and your internet is also a bit slow, right, ma'am?
My internet is slow.
Yeah, as I can check that the internet is also a bit slow because hackers which has been found on your network, ma'am, they are also trying to misuse with your internet. Okay, this is the main concern. The Wi-Fi, that is the reason. All right. Now, do one thing, ma'am. As I already told you, there is a, yesterday the hackers were trying to do a transaction of $300. Okay.
Yes.
$300 from your account. Okay. And what they had done is, ma'am, they were trying to buy some kind of gift cards also. Okay. Are you aware of all these things?
No.
Okay. Now, tell me.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I said I was at home yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Yesterday also and today also. Okay, they were trying to do the transaction. But don't worry, we had to hold the transaction from our end. Everything is on the hold. All right.
Okay.
Now tell me, what can you see on your mobile phone?
What can I see? The front page with all my icons.
The front page. Okay. Just hold on. And do one thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
As I told you, there is a transaction of $300. Okay. So you told me that you have done the online shopping last month, correct?
Last month, yes.
Okay. So yesterday, the hackers were trying to do some kind of transactions. All right, as I already told you. Now, do one thing. As we had hold the two payments from our side, one is of $300, second is of $250. Okay. Now, for your safety, just check it from your end, okay, over the transaction and tell me, do you find any transaction of $300 or not? Of yesterday dates. Check it and let me know.
You want me to log on to my eBay account?
No, no, not on eBay. How you have to check that if $300 has been debited from bank account or not.
Okay.
You have to check and let me know.
Okay, hold on. From the
bank
account.
Are you checking, ma'am?
Yeah, I am. Nope, there's nothing.
Just hold on. Stay on that page, okay?
Okay.
And check it. Maybe it will appear right now or sometime, so you have to check. And you are checking online, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm checking online.
Okay. Okay. And you do all your online activity from this mobile phone, right?
No, I never use mobile phone for banking.
Okay, then...
I only use my mobile phone for calling.
Okay. Then how you usually check, ma'am? How you usually check your online... Your laptop, okay, not an issue. And your laptop is a Windows laptop or it's an Apple laptop?
It's a Lenovo Yoga laptop.
It's a Windows, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just got three updates, ma'am, as I already told you, that... Mm-hmm. The hackers which has been found on your network, okay, they have been trying to misuse with your personal details, all right. And three hackers has been found. One is from South Africa, second one is from Nigeria, third one is from Russia, okay. And you told me that you have never been to those countries in the past, right?
No. I have
not. Okay, not an issue. So there can be a possibility, ma'am, that if you are using same device under the same internet line, okay, that means your other device are also being affected, okay. That is the reason they have been into, see ma'am, if they are on your internet line, ma'am, they can simply get into your mobile phone also, as well as in your laptop also, okay. This is the main concern. So what I'm going to do is, with the help of senior technical team, we are going to build up the security for your laptop also. All right, ma'am?
You want to do the AnyDesk on my laptop?
Yeah, we will connect you to the secure server. And then we are going to have some word with the engineer, okay? About the status of the hacker.
That's not okay. Because my laptop has a bank security in it.
Okay. That doesn't matter, ma'am. That is a different thing. Your bank is safe and secure. Okay. That is a different thing. AnyDesk is a different thing, ma'am. Okay. This AnyDesk is only for the online support.
The bank installed a thing on my laptop. A secure my laptop.
Okay, so that is the reason. That is a different thing, ma'am. That is a different thing. It doesn't affect that secure thing, okay? Because AnyDesk is already a secure thing. All right, so don't worry about anything. I will provide you the shortcut. All right, ma'am?
I'm not sure about this thing because the money hasn't been taken. You're saying it's taken.
No, it's... You can't ever, it will not reflect on your transaction, ma'am, because it has been held from our department. We had not released the transaction. If we will release the transaction, it will appear on your statement. I was told to check that if hackers had done any other transactions or not. Okay, so we can hold that transaction as well. All right. So do one thing, log out, come out of your bank, come out.
I'm out of my bank, but I don't want to install anything on it.
No, you are not installing, ma'am. This is not an application for computers. It will just open a server page in your computer of AnyDesk. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so don't worry, ma'am. AnyDesk is an online support application. It will only provide you the support and that's it. Okay, there is a nothing connection between AnyDesk and the security, whatever you are talking about in your laptop. That is a two different things. All right. Now, do one thing, ma'am. just open up Google from your laptop, Google.
Google.
Yes.
Yep.
Once you open up the Google, at very top, can you see there is a white long address bar to type a website? At very top.
Yes.
Okay, do one thing. At very top, can you see there is a plus sign? Plus to open a new tab? Plus.
Plus.
Okay, at very top, can you see there is a white long panel where it's written https://www.
Yes. Now, what do you want now, to type?
Just type it over there, www.
Yeah.
Then A for alpha, A.
Yeah.
Then W for whiskey, W.
Yeah.
Then E for echo, E.
Yeah.
Then S for sugar, S.
Yeah.
Then U for united, U.
Yeah.
Then N for Nancy, N.
Yep.
Then put a single dot.
Yeah.
Then com, C-O-M, com.
Yeah.
Now press enter from your keyboard.
Yeah, enter what?
Now what you can see, ma'am?
You asked me to type www or some that sign or awesun.com. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Press enter and tell me what you can see.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just looking and it says the one that you asked me to type.
Mm-hmm.
It says this software is a scam right now. So I'm not going to put it on my laptop.
No, it's not like that. Okay, do one thing, close it. Close that one, okay? And hold on, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to have some word with my senior technical team and I'm going to transfer this call to one of the senior manager, okay? Just be on the line for a few seconds, ma'am. All right?
Yeah,
be on the line. No, you not need to do anything. I'm just going to get the update of the work and one of my senior engineers is going to have some word with you so he can explain you each and everything in a better way. Okay, be on the line. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just got the update that out of two hackers, ma'am, one hacker has already been caught, okay? And we had removed it from the server end. All right. Now, what we are going to do is we are going to remove the rest of the two hackers, okay? And just be on the line. Meanwhile, I'm going to have some word with the senior engineer, okay, ma'am? And I'm going to get the rest of the update. And if necessary, I'm going to connect you to the senior technical team. All right, ma'am? I will transfer the call. All right, dear?
Yeah.
So just be on the line for a few sec. Be on the line.